If you want my love, you gotta do what it does. If you want these sweet like sugar Gucci lips, you gotta give it up. I know you think I'm cool, but I am one of the boys. No, don't be scared that I'm gonna tie you down.
大家好，我是 Jenny， 欢迎大家收听开言英语带给你的怎么起英语名节目。
Hey guys, this is Adam here on the How to Get an English Name Lesson.
Well, this is really like a perennial, 永恒受欢迎的主题，对我来说。
Yes.
常常有朋友问，给我参谋一下吧，这个英语名好不好，对不对？
Yep.
所以今天呢，在辞旧迎新之际，我们就跟大家说说新年新气象，改头换面，有哪一些英语名啊，是最好大家要避免要规避的，哪一些常见的起英语名的错误，然后呢你是不是要 rethink， 要重新来审视思考一下你的名字。好，那今天呢我们推送里面会把我们建议的 do's and don'ts， 起名的 do's and don'ts 都跟大家清楚的罗列出来，然后呢也会包括很多近年来在欧美很流行的英语名字给大家来做参考，所以这一集的推送呢一定对你很有用，千万别错过啊！大家可以到我们的微信公众号开言英语去搜索，然后收藏今天的推送。 Okay, so just now I said like the do's and don'ts.
Yes.
Of giving yourself an English name.
Yes.
这个我觉得还是怎么说， it's like a second chance in life.
Yeah.
对，因为名字我们自己本身的名字爸爸妈妈给我们起的， we don't really have any say.
That's right.
Right.But when it comes to choosing an English name,
yeah.
这个很多就是你自己的想法，你的 personality,
right.
你的 creativity 都在里面。
是是是。
But guys, don't overdo
it. Yeah, don't be too creative.
对，这个我觉得也是我们给大家最重要的一点建议，就是这个英语名，其实 in many ways, English names are not as creative as Chinese names. 你觉不觉得？
Yeah, I'd say that's probably pretty fair.
对，因为中文名字其实汉字嘛，这么多，这么丰富，我们可以自由组合，对吗？很多的字，你都可以用，不像英语名，基本上呢，我就觉得 don't make up names，这个是很重要的一条 rule of thumb.
Yeah, like I have just met so many people who actually, you know, it's not even that they tried to make up a name, it's that they tried to use their Chinese name and...try and find a translation for it into English.
就是用自己中文名然后直接 translate,
right.
直接翻译到英文。
Yeah, I find that a lot of those people are the ones that like, they really don't have any English environment. The better environment you have, the more people you'll have to say, hey, maybe Gather Steam isn't a name.
Gather Steam, 你真的有遇见过一个人名字
Gather Steam?
Yeah.我觉得更常见的可能一些中文名把它弄到英文名 Sometimes it works, I have to say, 对吧？有些时候比如我、
oh, yeah.
我就认识好几个女孩她们英中文名里面有 Lee 这个字、可能她们叫 Lillian, Lily,、
oh, yeah,
I think, yeah, those are real English names.
You are the luckiest ones, Lilies and Lillians out、
yeah.
there, because yeah, you can find a sound.
对
that just kind of fits into English.
对
yeah, super lucky.
对我也觉得这个就很幸运了是吧、what about names like, 比如很多男孩名字里面有比如像龙这样的、像 dragon.
Dragon. Yeah, I met a bunch of dragons. and who knows, maybe now it's okay. Maybe now there's enough dragons. But I will definitely tell you my first impression of meeting dragon was,、that's not a name.
哦对就是你见到他第一反应就是 dragon 不是一个名字
right,
是吧
right.
对但我觉得动物也是因为这两年我觉得 tiger、有好多中国的小男孩他属虎的或者什么他英语名可能叫 tiger
You know it's funny because if there never was the golfer Tiger Woods
yeah,
I would probably say
That's not a name But because of Tiger Woods
Right,
right 有一个很有名的人、他名字叫 Tiger 一个美国人、
right.
所以大家觉得 Oh it's kind of okay
It's okay now
对对对所以这个 It's very fluid 很奇怪
是、
好那第一个不要 make up names、
yeah.
第二个呢我觉得就是不要用什么水果呀什么甜品啊这种、
yeah.
就是 don't use like fruit names
Sorry apple Sorry lemon
Cherry
Cherry's okay
Cherry 你觉得 OK
Cherry's okay、yeah.
Apple 但是美国不是一个 Gwyneth Paltrow 那
女明星拍 right,
的女儿叫 Apple.
Because a famous person who has the freedom to do whatever they want chose the name Apple or Tiger. Now those are names.
对，就变比较 OK.
But
但是我觉得一定不要起的一个名字就是 Mango.
Mango.
芒果很奇怪，因为 I have met a few mangoes.
Yeah.
我是认识一些叫 Mango 的女生。
Well, Mango was a character on Saturday Night Live. Mango.
Mango.
Do you not love the dance of the mango?
Kiwi, 我也遇见过叫 Kiwi 那个猕猴桃的。对，讲到 Kiwi, 可能比较追求的是有点那种日系 ,like some Japanese sounding name.
Well, Kiwi, like, the only time I ever say Kiwi is when I'm talking about someone from New Zealand, right? There's a Kiwi or that Kiwi over there.
但我前面讲的那种名字比如什么 Yoko, 然后就你遇到过有没有中国女生她那个名字是比较像日语。
Well, I've met a lot of Yukis.
Yuki,
Sukis.
对，然后还有 a kinky.
Kinky, I did meet a kinky.
是吧是吧
yeah, don't call yourself kinky, whatever you do.
因为 kinky 是那种就
kind of sexy,
but bad, like yeah. 性变态那种 SM 的
yeah.
对吧？所以真的不要叫 kinky 这种名字。哎，讲到这个，我觉得当然可能有些朋友会觉得 feel offended, 会感觉有点冒犯啊，但千万不要。我们再给大家建议，就是有一些名字是听起来比较 cheap 的。
Such as?
我不举例了，但是在美国不是说有某一类的女生名字是那种 stripper name?
Oh, yeah.
对吧，就是、色情行业服务者会用的一些名字。
Honestly, it's a lot of names that end with an E sound. That's the sound, not the letter. So like Candy, Bambi.
对，我觉得 Candy 是比较
two syllable names.
有一点对危险的啊。And like I said, guys, 我们真的不是想要冒犯大家，只是给大家一些忠诚的建议吧。
Candy has already turned off the program.
非常对不起。
Come back, Candy.
好，那 let's move on 啊。Well, the next point, 我觉得前面 we sort of covered, 就是 don't be too literal, so be careful with just translating our Chinese names or using nouns and adjectives that are not usually used as names. 这一大类的我就想到一些名字什么 wind.
Wind, yeah. Met a few winds. I've met many rains.
Rain 奇怪吗你觉得
My problem is that I've been in China for too long, so I've just met so many rains. But I, besides being in China, I've never met a single person named Rain.
对就在国外就是这个 native speaking countries.基本上你很少看到这一类的名字 Rain 啊什么的但是好像有一些比较 hippie 那些美国人他的名字什么 River
我
们现在其实现在慢慢这些名字就有了啊所以哎，时代在变嘛我们接下来就说说比较新时代比较 millennial 的一些名字
Well again like River became famous because there was a famous actor so if you think that you are going to be a famous actor or actress or you think someone with the same name as you is going to become famous then by all means keep your name
哪一个 famous actress 叫
River Phoenix
哦、就 Joaquin Phoenix 的弟弟还是啊、好对因为他爸就是那个 hippie 啊
yeah,
他说他们家就是凤凰涅槃所以他把名姓都改成凤凰
yes.
hippie 啊
this hippie
那讲到这些 hippie 啊什么其实我觉得不论在什么语言里面名字都有很强的时代烙印、right so you can really tellCertain names belong to a certain generation.
Absolutely.
比如现在美国应该算是 very broadly speaking the millennials,、就我们80后、90后、00后,一般 millennials 是覆盖这些 generations,、一些名字,比如我觉得很 millennials 的这个女生的名字就有什么 Alana, Aaliyah,、那些就是听起来比较 ethnic, 比较像
Are these millennials or millennials kids?Because I feel like because I'm like the first millennial. I guess I count as a millennial. But like all of my friends, you know, like they all have kids. And these kids have these names, Aaliyah, Leia.
他们的女儿就这种名字特别多啊。然后呢，小男孩的名字，我觉得，就是叫什么什么灯的特别多
，Aiden, Jaden, Brayden,
这些很多很多。
Yeah.
但是呢，你如果要去看。 像美国他们 census 啊，这人口普查啊什么，或者几个大的那种 baby 起名的网站，每一年统计的，我觉得 top 10 boys or girls names 里面还是这种经典的 classic names、
sure.
为主啊。比如说我们今天选的一个什么 babycenter.com， 它2017年的最受欢迎的男生女生的名字，像女生里面 Charlotte
yeah
就很 very elegant
yeah classic
对很 classic Olivia、Olivia 我很喜欢就是又 classic 但又挺可爱的
sure well even the boys、you know the top name for boys is Oliver
right, Oliver、对就是又经典 又 youthful 可爱啊
yeah
whereas、像 William
yeah
William 我觉得就是很有气质
嗯、mm.
Regal, Prince William.
Exactly, but the thing about a name like William is you could be Will or Bill or Billy or
对对对
Willie or...
对，其实像 William 这个名字你可以把它演变成很多比较轻松的小名字、mm. 像你说的 Will, Willie, Billy、
sure.
这些都是啊。
Well, that's why I've met so many people who, like Chinese people, I should say,、
mm.
who maybe...want to change their name to something like John、but they think that's too boring、think, what do you mean boring you can be Johnny you can be Jonathan you can be Jack
oh yeah 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 对我觉得 that's also a good approach 就是如果你很喜欢一个比较、经典的名字但又怕它有点、就是老成的话、你可以去
Johnny now you're Johnny
Johnny or Jonathan
Jonathan yeah
或者就变什么 Nathan
yeah hey Nate
对都可以的、是吧好那反正我们今天给大家选取的这些国外的起名的这些灵感啊我觉得是很有用的希望大家去看一下然后呢我还很喜欢就今天找到一个图 Baby Center 是国外很大的一个母婴网站它就对比了一下什么1917年1997年2017年很多受欢迎的名字 And then they kind of filtered outsome names that have remained popular like in the past 100 years.
Right.
一百年以来都受欢迎的名字就像前面我们说的什么 Oliver 呀 William,
James,
对对对 that's a good one. Jacob, I like it, 因为我儿子就叫 Jacob. 像 Jacob 这种也是你可以叫他 Jake.
Jake, yeah, Jakey.
Jakey 都可以、是吧然后女生过去一百年都 remain popular 的名字 Alice.
Wow.
Elizabeth. Yeah, 这个真的就所有你能想到现在 the royal family, 英国皇室的这个名字都
yeah, of course.
Even、Princess Kate.
Yeah.
凯特 Catherine.、
Catherine.
也是很经典的名字对吧、又可以 Kate 就 Katie 很可爱、比如Emily, Charlotte, Hannah, yeah.
Yeah.
我发现 Hannah 蛮多的。
Yeah.
Hannah 也是 millennial 和 millennial 的孩子里面都挺多。
Yeah, it's pretty, I mean, it's just, these are all just classic, you know, British names.
What about, 像 Chloe, Chloe 是不是法语名字啊
French, yeah.
是吧所以还有一些这种法语名字也会在英语里面被使用
到。Oh yeah, of course.、
但讲到法语名字就有些特别女生里面她们、会用Luxury brands Chloe 就是法国也是一个 luxury brand Because it's a girl's name、
right.
But Chanel
Chanel
Chanel 呢美国有一些黑人女生会叫 Chanel
Chanel
觉得、
yeah.
昨天我看美国一个脱口秀去了一个黑人、女明星很年轻的 Guess what her name was、
Gucci
China
I've met yeah, yeah I've seen
China、
that.
对就我觉得黑人的名字又是完全 a totally different story
yeah that's true
Beyonce、Solange
yeah
然后 Beyonce 的女儿叫什么 Blue Ivy 还是 Ivy Blue、
yeah.
这种什么 Kanye West
Kanye,、yeah.
Chicago、yeah. North 的就反正明星小孩的名字大家也不要去参考我觉得都是会怪怪的可能、好那如果你想要一个有个性啊但是呢也比较安全不会让人觉得很奇怪的名字我们今天在推送的最后我也很推荐大家一个网站叫 nameberry.com 我们跟他们没有任何合作啊但我自己就是看了很多网站以后我觉得 this is a great resource for you guys 因为它上面有什么一两千个男生女生的名字然后呢你可以去选每一个名字 you click on that name it tells you what it means like the backstory 就是这个名字背后的一些故事它的寓意所以呢我觉得起名的时候这个也很重要嘛、so we hope this is useful for you 大家可以到我们的微信推送去看详情 好，那我已经 I'm seeing like the hundreds and thousands of comments we're gonna get for today's show.
Sorry, Candy.
对，就是可能大家会问我们很多这个名字好不好啊，什么让我们参考。但是有机会跟大家交流还是很开心的啦。所以 ，Yeah, keep your comments coming.
Yeah.
对 ，keep your questions coming.
Absolutely.
对，即使不能一一回答，也希望以后有机会做节目可以跟大家总结一下，来回复一下啊。好，感谢大家的收听。那除了有一个好的英语名呢，我想很多朋友也非常希望能够在新的一年把自己的英语提升上去，学得更好。所以呢，也欢迎你加入开言英语，成为我们的会员，跟我们每天学新鲜实用有趣的英语，大家可以到我们的微信公众号了解一下，学习一年只要629。 Thanks for listening. See you next time. 再见。
Bye guys. Baby, don't call me a friend.